The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm with Randy Joppy, and we are at the Dam to Dam Ice Fishing Contest.
It's Crappie Joppy today, baby. I'm wearing that moniker well. We're going to be doing a little ice fishing later. We're up here at Croton Pond. There's over 1,000 people registered for this ice fishing contest, and this is a blowout. It's a beautiful day. It's about 30 degrees. There's a light wind, and there's tons of ice out there, and the sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful day to be outside, and we're going to do a little fishing.
It's going to be a great day to ice fish. We are being joined right now by John Leinenkugel. And every time I say John Leinenkugel, I want to make sure I don't say John Mellencamp. For some reason, I want to slide.
Well, you did last night. I'm just surprised that you remembered who I was and remembered the last name and pronounced it absolutely correctly.
Well, who doesn't know Leinenkugel?
You guys are a legend.
You're still a lot of people.
Really?
I think the Grilling Guys are legends. Maybe in their own heads.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
You're on your way to becoming legendary.
You know, speaking of your own head, how do you like that hat? Is that something that somebody would wear in Wisconsin?
I think it's Chippewa
Actually,
Falls.
I know exactly what that is. That is a Stormy Cromer, is it not?
Dude,
it is. Do you own one?
I don't own one.
There you are.
However, we sell them at the Liney Lodge in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Do you really?
Yeah, and they are
say Leinenkugel.
And they're
nice.
And they say Leinenkugel.
Well, that'd be the ultimate hat then.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to get you one, Bob.
Now, how many different styles of beers do you guys make?
Because
I see a different one every time I see your label.
Yeah,
it's a new one.
A lot of different labels. Now, we'll have a little beer education here on the Grilling Guys. There's really only two styles of beer in the world: ales and lagers.
Yep.
And we're a Germanic lager brewery. We've been over in Chippewa Falls brewing beer for 144 years. But the fact is, you know, we're a specialty craft brewer, and a definition of a specialty craft brewer is one that does a wide variety of different varieties of beer, or different flavors of beer. And we have about 13 to 14 different beers out there.
At any one time, do you rotate them through, or are they?
We have four rotating beers, four seasonal beers, and you see a lot of specialty craft brewers in the seasonal beer game because that's one of the areas in our business that is growing.
But most of them make ales because they're faster.
Correct.
You're making lagers.
Correct.
I mean, you have to have a much
Correct.
Bigger vat system, right?
That's right. My God,
twice
you
the
are
time.
An engineer.
Well, we kind of, you know, have a lot of brewers that we talk to.
Yeah,
and they've educated us.
Wow. Absolutely.
Well, I didn't educate you at all, then, is what you're telling me.
Oh, no. No. We're all ears right now.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is the Grilling Guys every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 107.3. We're joined today by John Leinenkugel of Leinenkugel Brewery. Yes, he is one of the Blue Bloods. We have Mr. Leinenkugel here.
Oh, there's no blue blood in me.
No?
No.
You look good to me, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's awesome. So what do you got brewing? What's coming up in the spring? You said you got these seasonal brews. What's going to happen?
Out right now is our 1888 Bock, but the beer everybody's excited about, and I don't know if you guys have heard it or seen it, but it really, I almost want to say it took the country by storm last year, but it was in its fourth season. It's in its fifth season coming up, is our Summer Shandy.
Okay.
And we're really the only brewer out there with a shandy, and still not a lot of people know what a shandy is, but it originated over in England, and it's a light beer mixed with white soda over there.
Really?
Yeah. And what we did is we brought that concept over here and mixed it with lemonade. This has been something we've been experimenting with as a Leinenkugel family for a number of years. We've liked beer and lemonade, and that has roots back in Germany. Most German brewers have what they call a Radler, a German Radler, and a Radler is lager beer mixed with lemonade.
Really?
Yeah, and Radler spelled R-A-D-L-E-R, not like rattlesnake, but Radler. And there's a whole folklore story behind it.
Interesting.
But we would need another radio show to knock that story out.
So is it your great-grandfather then that started the business?
Yeah, great-great-grandfather.
Great-great-grandfather.
Wow. Jacob Leinenkugel came over with his father, Matthias Leinenkugel, who would have been my great-great-great-grandfather.
Nice.
They're all dead,
sure,
by the way.
Man. That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. And Jacob, great-great-grandfather Jacob, is buried right in the cemetery. That's where he should be buried. But that happens to be right above the brewery in Chippewa Falls.
Wow.
So he's up there.
Well, that's kind of how
over the whole deal.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
is kind of pretty.
He's in beer heaven now.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Well, you know, Bob's from the UP, and when you said Shandy, I was looking around on the ice out there. There's a bunch of Shandies out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
The guys are fishing into the Shandies.
And we didn't bring yours up. You've actually got a pretty slick little portable Shandy.
Yeah, I do. But
I noticed a lot of guys out there just sitting on buckets today, though. It's so nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. Like I said, it's about 30 degrees. Sunshine.
And the wind's gone.
Yeah.
The wind is gone.
So, John, you look like you're dressed to go fishing.
I am. I came suited up, man.
Right,
everybody was worried about me last night slipping on the ice since the snow was gone, but I got my cleated boots. I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
I am from the Northwoods of Wisconsin. I do know what to do.
All right.
So,
I don't doubt that a bit.
And that is just a pretty area you're from. I love going up
you
there.
You were telling me about that last night.
It's just gorgeous.
You know what?
The
entire upper Midwest is a gorgeous area. You know, you got to get out of the metro areas. You got to get out of the cities if you're into the outdoors. But even this area of western Michigan is gorgeous.
Well, thank you. We're pretty partial to
it. So what are some of the popular tap handles that we've got around the local bars? Because the Shandy's not out.
Yeah.
What are we drinking this time of year?
Shandy will be coming at the end of March. But right now we have our Sunset Wheat, our year-round wheat beer, very orange, citrusy-like. Great beer for breakfast.
Really?
By the way, yeah, seriously.
We still got time, Bob.
Great beer with breakfast, great beer with seafood, fish, is Sunset Wheat. So our Liney's Red Lager still does well. Met a lot of Liney's Red fans last night. Liney's Red, the better red. Michigan and Pennsylvania happen to be still historically big red beer states.
Huh.
So
you've brewed that for a long time.
We have. In fact, I actually moved over to Michigan in 1993 when we came out with Liney's Red, and it was my job to open up the lower mitt of Michigan for Liney's Red.
The way I hear it is that Killian's copied your beer when they came out.
No, we copy. It's the other way around.
Oh, I set you up, dang it.
But, yeah.
My nose is growing now.
Yeah.
They're both legendary reds.
Do you know that George Killian just died?
He did.
Right before the holidays.
Really?
Yeah, we lost him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and there's some great heritage and history behind him. Not that I want to talk about a competitive beer, but, we're all brothers in the brewing industry, and here it was his great-great-grandfather over in Ireland that developed Killian's Red Ale.
Yeah, your beer is German. Theirs is Irish, but yet they met at Red Beer.
Yeah,
is that a European? Yeah. Red Beer is traditionally European.
I don't think so. I think it was just developed for the American palate.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we're talking with John Leinenkugel. John, we really appreciate you stopping in here and sharing a little time with us. I know you've got a big day. You've got your Liney Lodge set up out there, and you're going to be
a little one.
Yeah, is it?
I don't have.
You didn't
any.
Bring your big one?
No. No, we left that over in Chippewa Falls. But maybe, just maybe, if we can keep this going for another 4 or 5 years, I'll bring an actual Liney Lodge. We actually had one, probably like your ice fishing shack, trailer on wheels, and blew up on the interstate in Wisconsin in high winds. I'm not kidding.
It's all over the side of the road now,
It was all over I-94 in between Madison and Milwaukee.
Like the Liney mobile home.
And it really was. So, but hopefully for the 10th annual, dam to dam.
All right, we'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. That was John Leinenkugel. This is the Grillin' Guys. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after the top of the hour, and we are talking fishing from the Croton Pond. We'll talk to you in about 10 minutes.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.